Bob Motzko is with us, the head coach, as we chat with him now in mid-July. Time for a nice mid-summer update, Coach. And how is your summer going?
Well, it's been great. And you're right. After the 4th of July for hockey coaches, and it's like, okay, we call it the end of the toilet paper roll. Poof, summer's over. Let's get to hockey season. And we're ready to get going. And I don't want to rush and get there too fast, but you feel the hockey juices start to come now. When we've rounded third base in our summer, and we're excited to get going.
Yeah, I would think it's probably a couple of different prongs on this thing for you guys. One, your current team gets to campus and starts working out, and two, you get to, I think right now for the first time in a while, get to go out and watch prospects that you may be recruiting as future Gophers in person for the first time in a while.
Well, yeah, June 1, they opened the door and they let the floodgates open, and it was an exodus of hockey coaches all over the country that got back in the rinks. And June's a good month for us with all the USHL camps, the USA hockey camps, just to get back out in the rinks and seeing hockey players again. I mean, it, for all of us in all of our lives, it was a long year plus. And it kind of brought some normalcy back to our world because we needed to be back in the rinks. And our guys are on campus right now, or most of our team, training hard. We got a real strong returning group with very, very optimistic. The season we had last year, we're going to have a nice blend of some new players. We're going to mix in that group with some outstanding talent. And we're in a good spot right now for Gopher hockey.
What can you and can't you do as a coaching staff with the current group here during the summer, and what do you want to see those guys do maybe when you aren't watching too?
We can't do anything except for be cheerleaders right now, with our current team. Our strength coach Cal Deeds can work with our guys, and that's what's happening. And it's hockey's a long season. We start during football, we end during baseball. You've heard me say that before. And so they don't want to be coached in the summer, and I don't want to be coaching in the summer. But we're cheerleaders right now. It's a great acclimation period for our young guys to be able to get on campus. We have a handful of our guys taking summer school right now to get back, just have that feel again and to be around, getting our new guys acclimated to what's to come. And even our freshmen who are now going to be old sophomores are walking around like veterans. So it's a great time for a hockey program in this time, believe it or not, in the summer, to have this enthusiasm, and we start to build towards September.
And then going back to what you said earlier, when June hit, you got to go out and watch some potential future Gophers. What was that like, getting back out for the first time in a while and watching hockey in person, evaluating, and then I suppose seeing other coaches and friends that you hadn't seen in person in a while?
It was different. I will tell you, just driving down the highway into Iowa to the USHL camps or over to Green Bay, or I'm just tossing a couple out there, and you're right. We're a small group, Division I hockey, 60, I think we're 59 teams now, but we're a very close-knit group, and we're all back in the rinks together. But most importantly, we got to see hockey players and evaluate and be kicking it around again. So it was, I enjoy it. It's one of the things I truly enjoy still. I have always liked the recruiting part of it. I love being on the road, and so June was a fun month for me.
All right, I want to take you back, and I don't know if this will be a sore subject or not, but back to the tournament. When you take a step back, it was good for the state of Minnesota. Three teams made it to the Frozen Four. I know you wanted to be one of those teams, so there was a celebration of Minnesota hockey. Does that serve as a motivator for you guys, and were you able to take a step back and say this is good for hockey, or was it too hurtful at that point that you guys got eliminated there?
Well, I'll even take you back 2 weeks prior to that. Is all five Minnesota teams made the NCAA tournament for the first time ever. And obviously it did sting. I mean, we were playing our best hockey at the end of the year. We had won four straight playoff games, and we ran into I think Mankato played a perfect game, and we were off that one and done tournament. We were off that night. So it was, I can tell you so many coaches are going to tell you in NCAA play in a one and done tournament when you lose. You could replay a tournament over and over, and you're going to have a different outcome. Well, it didn't fall for us that night, you know, that night for us out in Colorado. And would we like a do-over? You're darn right. But all we can do now is have motivation and a learning experience. Now, Mankato has been through some painful losing. You know, they had yet to win an NCAA game ever, and they won their first two. And sometimes, you know, for us, we, you know, since I'd been here, it'd been the first tournament we'd been in. Of course, the year before, we felt we were on our way, and it got canceled with COVID. I think we're going to use that as a building block for us and as an experience to have gone through to know, you know, a couple weeks prior, we had to play three games and three nights at the Big Ten tournament. We kept growing. We kept getting better. Our guys dug in when we won the Big Ten tournament. So we know it's under our hood. We've got that game. We've got a returning group. We got to use that as motivation for sure as we move forward. And it was, you know, just real quick, it hurt not having the Gophers be in that Frozen Four, but no three teams from our state, you know, were poking their nose in there. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it sure was. And then from that standpoint, I think you've referenced this. You go back to Christmas the year before, and really from that time on, you might be the best team in college hockey from Christmas the year before until really the end of this past season when you look at what you were able to do, and you just continue to rack up wins and play relentless hockey.
Well, two years ago, you know, we, before it all fell apart with COVID, you know, we had 17 freshmen and sophomores, and we had a learning curve, you know, up until Christmas with that. And you're going to – all college sports go through that when you have a young team. But we matured quickly. Jack LaFontaine took over as our number one goalie. No, he was not one of our freshmen and sophomores. And from Christmas on that year, and we, you know, we had knocked, I think, Notre Dame off in the playoffs. We were going out to Penn State. We just short of winning the league championship. We felt we were, it was a good year. We felt we were ready to play anybody. And a lot of teams are going to tell you that, but we were playing our best hockey at the end of the year. You fast forward then, you know, through the summer, through COVID, when we took off our 10-0 start, we picked up right where we left off. And I believe we had a couple of hiccups, but you're going to have that in a long year. We got a great leadership. We're strong and deep in all areas. We have an exciting team. And that's one thing I know that our fans are going to enjoy, that we're picking up the pieces of a group that really started a year and a half ago. And with everybody back, great. You know, we're going to have five new players to add in that, with four freshmen and one six new players, five freshmen, one transfer player. And it's exciting offensive group to add to that goaltender with LaFontaine, that strong decor. We're in a great spot. That's all I'm going to tell you that. We're in a great spot. We're going to play exciting hockey. We got to put it all together to, you know, be playing our best hockey at the end of the year again next year.
I'd be remiss not to ask you, next week is the NHL entry draft, and you have some guys that that likely are going to have their names called. How exciting is that for Gopher hockey as well, to know that you have some talent stockpiled on that roster?
Yeah, it's going to be a good draft for us. There's no question. You know, most important, we got some really good hockey players coming in, and good outstanding student athletes, and these are names that our fans are going to, you know, they're going to have a lot of fun watching this group. And, you know, obviously the highest rated right now is Lucius and Chaz is, you know, expected to go in the first round. You know, Matthew Nyes and Tristan Bros are also, they could sneak in there too, but for sure, I think you see, we're going to have guys want, you know, first round, second round dropping for us. And it's going to be a good draft to add to already a great group that we've got in our stable right now. So, it's an exciting time. Then right after that, World Junior Camp, you know, we're going to have a handful of these guys, you know, with Faber, and then these three guys we just talked about, Lucius, Nyes, and Bros, and Faber will be at the World Junior Summer Camp because they get ready for the World Junior Tournament next year. That's back in Edmonton again. They won gold medal last year. You know, we had three guys on that gold medal team, and Faber can go back and play a second year. So this is an exciting month for hockey, and we get some ink again. We're on with you, Grimmer. So we get to talk hockey, and there's a lot of hockey to talk over the next 2 weeks.
Well, as you said, the roll of toilet paper is all gone, so it's going to get here fast, right?
You got it.
All right. Hey, great to see you, Coach, and have a great rest of the summer.
All right. Look forward to seeing you when we get rolling here in September.